schools, act together to oppose unsafe numbers, and rising workload. Martin Powell Davies, new Deputy General Secretary. Election candidate school staff should take confidence. Our mass refusal to accept unsafe working conditions forced the government to U-turn after only one day of a new school term. Only 24 hours earlier, Boris Johnson was claiming schools were safe. He then had to admit that schools act as vectors for transmission of the virus after all, something that we all knew months ago. The cancellation of SATs, GCSEs and A-levels soon followed too. We should learn important lessons. We were able to succeed by acting together, asserting our legal rights to a safe workplace through Section 44 of the Employment Rights Act 1996. We achieved more in a few days than petitions and letter writing to ministers had achieved in months. Far from over, the education union's work is far from over. Any celebrations over the U-turn have sadly only been short-lived. It soon became clear that schools aren't really closed at all. Everyone is working under highly stressful conditions. Workload is rising. And the threat of Ofsted monitoring is being raised again. Too many schools are making unreasonable demands, particularly over online learning. Some have told staff they have to attend work every day, even though the lockdown regulations say everybody should work from home where possible. Support staff have been under particular pressure. They should be included on rotas to support learning from home too. Above all, too many classrooms remain dangerously full. The definition of critical workers has been applied far too widely. Nursery classes have been told they must remain fully open. Special schools have also been under pressure to accept every pupil. It is putting more lives in danger and more pressure on an overwhelmed NHS. We have to insist that numbers in classrooms are cut back. 100% pay. We recognize the pressure on our school communities. Children need more resources at home, and parents/carers should be eligible for full pay when they have to stay at home to provide childcare. We can't let government failures be used to browbeat us into accepting unsafe working conditions. Look at the data. The UK situation is stark. Unless we remain firm, infections and deaths will continue to rise. That is of no help to anyone. The National Education Union, NEU, and other unions urgently need to agree a set of minimum conditions for school safety and take the action necessary to make sure that they are met. Check out spend.co.uk for more from Socialist Party members in education.